Syria's last cache of chemical agents will be taken out of the country as soon as the security situation permits. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says the package is ready for transportation. Danish and Norwegian ships will take the chemicals to a U.S. ship for destruction. Syrians rally in several cities to express support for the army and the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The demonstrators in Idlib carried Syrian flags and chanted slogans in support of the government. They also voiced support for the upcoming presidential election. Similar marches were held in Damascus and Homs. The U.S. House of Representatives passes some reforms to curb the National Security Agency's bulk data gathering. This is the first step against the NSA's spying since former contractor Edward Snowden blew the whistle on the program last year. However, critics of the motion say it won't change much. Palestinian Authority officials say caretaker Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah has built a consensus to lead a unity government. The new administration is expected to end a seven-year rift between the West Bank-based Fatah and Gaza-based Hamas movements. In April, they decided to put differences aside and hold reconciliation talks. Turkey is exporting oil from Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region to international markets. The announcement was made by the Turkish Energy Minister, Taner Yildiz. Baghdad and Kurdistan's local government are at loggerheads over revenues from the region's foreign oil sales. Nigerian protesters have marched to President Goodluck Jonathan's residence in Abuja. They called on the government to do more to free hundreds of abducted schoolgirls. The girls were kidnapped by Boko Haram Takfiri militants last month. The UN Security Council has declared Boko Haram a terrorist group. American fast food workers continue their protests at McDonald's headquarters for a second day. Several hundred protesters gathered outside the gates of McDonald's campus in a Chicago suburb as the company held its annual shareholders meeting. The protesters' main demand is higher wages.